The following are highlights from some of the calls the Ponoka RCMP detachment responded to from February 23 to March 18. Feb. 23, the RCMP responded to the Ponoka Arena following a report that two individuals had threatened to beat up another individual. Members spoke with the parties involved and learned that this was an ongoing issue between the families. All parties were warned and no further incidents were reported. Feb. 24, a wild night of karaoke led to a noise complaint. When members spoke with the Justin Bieber enthusiasts, they apologized and turned the music down. No further issues. Feb. 27, Ponoka RCMP received information from NAV Canada that an aircraft was passing over Ponoka and was hit by a laser strike. At this time, it is unknown where the laser came from. NAV Canada holds the investigation. March 4, members responded to a break and enter in progress at the Reed Manor. A male had broken the front glass and entered the building. The male went to the second floor and started banging and smashing on an apartment door. When a tenant came out into the hall to see what the noise was about, the male chased the tenant back inside. The police arrived, located and arrested the male, who is now facing charges of break and enter, mischief and uttering threats. March 6, RMCP were called to a collision involving a semi-truck that left the highway and required a tow out. Fire rescue attended and located a damaged gas line. ATCO Gas was advised and attended to repair the damaged line. March 8, Ponoka RCMP responded to a report of a stolen Ford truck. The owner of the truck reported it stolen and attended the detachment, advising that the Ford app was tracking the vehicle as it was moving. Members patrolled the area while receiving updates about the truck's location. When the truck was located, the would-be thieves had abandoned the vehicle and left on foot. Members were unable to locate the suspects. The matter is still under investigation. March 9, police received a report from a male that he was walking on Highway 2A when two males, one carrying a stick, chased after him. Police attended and spoke with the victim, who advised that the two males left when they saw him on the phone. Patrols were made, but the suspects were not located. March 11, Ponoka RCMP attended the Husky gas station after a male reported hearing glass breaking. Members did not observe any broken glass around the area and found no evidence of a break-in. When members spoke with the complainant, he became hostile towards police and denied calling 911. The complainant was warned about his behavior. March 14, police were alerted to a suspicious light bulb at a residence. Members attended and were advised by the owner that it was suspected the light bulb contained a computer chip and was likely spying on the resident. Members inspected the bulb and deemed that it was not any sort of spyware. The resident was happy with the police response. March 15, members responded to a report of a fight in progress between the 7-Eleven and Cosmic Pizza. Two males and a female were seen fighting. Members attended and made extensive patrols but were unable to locate the suspects. No further reports were received. March 18, the Bank of Montreal reported an individual attended the bank and attempted to cash in a $1 million deposit from 20 years ago. The individual advised they were the inventor of the popular drink Jack Daniels, Coke and Pepsi. When questioned by the employee, the individual became irate and left the bank. Patrols of the area were unsuccessful.